Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hello. We're back on a Football Friday, the WIP afternoon show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz, it's a Football Friday. No Eagles game Sunday. But it's still a Football Friday. Ike, how you feeling?
Brother Spike, I feel pretty good. The weekend is upon us. Listen, the Eagles play Monday night. Mm-hmm. That means I have a stress-free weekend of football, and we'll wrap it up with the Birds taking on the Packers Monday night. I'm excited about that. Jackie Baseball, still quiet on the home front, but you know what? No news is good news as far as I'm concerned. Holla at your boy.
It's only day two. Free agency. Lot of time left.
Yeah. And you'll talk. You plenty of time for you to talk yourself into whatever happens,
dude,
right, buddy.
That's a good spot to be in.
Yeah.
Now, before you get started.
Yeah.
Yesterday on the way home.
Yeah.
That was pathetic.
What?
The whole idea of, oh, I'm ready to go whichever way they go. If they do this, I'm good. If they
I
do
like
that,
both ways.
He said that out loud?
Yes, he said that out loud on the way home. I'm listening to him. Like, what is he talking about?
Because I like both ways. I mean, seriously, if they go for it, awesome. If they tear it down a little bit, awesome.
His voice is in a great place right
now. Yeah.
Wait a minute. Hold on. See,
I'm glad we're addressing the elephant in the room.
Yeah. We'll start the show. I mean, the show has started.
Who cares? We'll get there.
You know, when I was program director here, I wanted to put.
Here we go.
Here
comes Preachy Spike.
No. I wanted to, you know how in college football, when they all go out into the field, a lot of times they have the saying above the above
champions,
the tunnel, play like champions,
yeah,
blah, 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 blah.
Stupid Notre Dame.
What I wanted to put over the entry to
that
this.
That was my idea.
Well, whatever. It's my saying. What I wanted to put over the studio door was have a take, coward.
Yeah.
You walk in here, you got to have a take. You got to have an opinion.
Yeah.
Whatever they do is fine. It's not. An opinion.
The opinion first was.
And it certainly isn't. That's not a statement or a stance that represents this show.
Well, I did start off with they don't need Kyle Schwarber to re-sign Kyle Schwarber. That's your original take.
Okay.
But then eventually.
Hey, whatever. It was the second segment. Who cares? But like, I really, either way they go, I kind of like both. I would love a rebuild. I love rebuilding. Prospects, hope, that's more exciting than winning. It is. I don't know what to tell you. That's why I'm so bored about the Eagles.
Well, then say it. Then that's what you should say.
But I also want them to go for it. They're right there, Spike. They're right there. 96 wins last year. If Wheeler's in the game and Bader's healthy.
You've done too many podcasts. You can pull that stuff on the high hopes with Seltzer. And you can both just caress each other over everything being okay.
I'm glad you brought up Seltzer.
Yes. Yep. You walk into this Lions den. You got to pick a direction, buddy boy.
And by the way, you and Seltzer were Preston yesterday. Maddenly,
yeah,
ridiculous.
Well, okay.
I mean, Seltzer's in the background, fist pumping.
We're objective.
You are not objective.
He said we're going to build a monster. That's exciting. What?
He is out of control.
Yeah,
dude.
The worm alert.
Yes.
The worm.
Yes.
Yes. I don't even need a worm. This is just who I am. It's who I am. And it's, either way is great.
It is. Either way is great.
I want to texting so bad.
I know.
Unbelievable. The other thing you said about playing country music at 3:30 ain't going to happen
Hold on. Why not? 3:30 country?
When did that happen?
Well, because like everyone else has their thing, right? Like you guys get...
So you're saying you want your own music in there?
Well, it puts Alive in there, you know?
I know.
Yeah. You got your selections. No country. All right. Now that we got...
You know what else you said, a program director?
Of what? What
don't else? Waste the first 2 minutes of the show on nonsense.
I'm serious about this. But I'm wrapped into it now. I could just imagine myself pulling ourselves into an office and playing this in front of us. All right. Big show as always. 3:00, joined by Elliott Shore Parks. 2:42, joined by Nick Costos, so he can give you your bets for the weekend. Some thoughts from Nick. 4:00, Jaws. We give away the belt at 4:30. A big show, as it always is. It is a football Friday. I feel like something has happened over the last couple weeks of the Eagles not playing. And I think it is, we have forgotten a little bit about what the entire season has been about. Now, I don't want to say all this and have Mike Mayock call and say that maybe I'm not giving them enough credit because so on and so forth. But this has been, you know, the Eagles have played 8 games, not 2 games, not 1 game. And I feel like over the last week, this belief has sort of has popped up in Philadelphia that the Eagles are elite and they are definitely the best team in the NFC. The Eagles are a good team. They are 6-2. They are among the good teams in the NFC. They have not yet proven they're an elite team. They're getting better. Maybe they will be. I don't even know if there is an elite team, even in the entire NFL this year. They're right there in the group in the NFC with the Lions. They're right there with the Packers. They're right there with the Rams. They're right there with the Bucks. They're right there with the Seahawks. But they're not elite. They're not above those teams. These next 2 weeks, they can prove that they're an elite football team. But the Philadelphia Eagles, as of now, have this version of the Philadelphia Eagles has not proven that they're elite. It doesn't mean that they might not be elite at some point. It doesn't mean that they're not very good. It doesn't mean that they're right there. They're not right there with the rest of the other teams in the NFC. But I feel like over the last, maybe it's the hangover of the really good Giants game and the fact that they are improving, but they're not elite yet. They have to prove they're elite, and they can do that over the next 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. That's where I am with the Eagles.
Yeah,
not elite yet.
Yeah, and I don't understand it. Listen, every team gets off at a different pace to start the season. Mm-hmm. The Eagles weren't necessarily clicking on all cylinders when the season started. That's not uncommon or foreign to the Eagles. They started off 2-2 last year. Then they proceeded to win, I believe, 17 out of 18 games on the way to the Super Bowl and winning the Super Bowl. I look at this year's team, and the reason why I have them as the elite team, because they came into the season as an elite team, right? They came into the season as the team to beat in the NFC. And these other teams have had the opportunity to step up and grab that crown while the Eagles were sort of trying to figure out what their identity was going to be this year. And I'm not going to take anything away from Seattle. I think Seattle has played phenomenal. Although, listen, they got 2 losses as well. No shame in the 2 games that they lost. I think they lost to San Francisco by 1 score, and I think they lost to Tampa Bay by 1 score. Both close games. No shame in that. They got some good wins on the road. I like Seattle. I like the Rams. I like Tampa Bay. Green Bay, I think, is a little bit herky-jerky, but they certainly have that potential. Who else am I going at? San Francisco, Detroit. Detroit, obviously, very good football team, very talented.
San Francisco's not in that group, I don't think. But a good team, but not in that group we're talking about.
I agree. And here's what I say. I think there is a group that is proven, that has the resume, the pedigree of recent memory, and they have the track record. And then there's a group that says, you've had a good first half. Let's see what you look like in November and December, let alone January. So when I look at the Eagles, to me, there was never a question as to are the Eagles an elite team. It's whether or not they're living up to that standard. And they weren't living up to that standard to start the season off the first month of the season. Last couple of games, they've gotten around to that. These next 2 games, I think, are going to tell us a whole lot. That's why I'm excited about it. But if anybody's going to be elite or separate themselves from the rest of the pack, I think it's the Eagles, and I think it's the other teams, the other group of five or six teams. But when I look at the roster, when I look at the track record, when I look at who I would trust, it's the Eagles. They're in their own category, and those other teams aren't there. Too bad for them. They didn't take advantage of the Eagles' slow start. They didn't take advantage of that.
215-592-9494. Do the Eagles still, this version of the Eagles, do they still have to prove they're elite, or are they elite already? Here's the I agree with you, the roster, elite roster. Mm-hmm. Come into the year, I agree with you, pedigree, all that stuff. What I would say, and here's what is staring me in the face when I'm trying to define the Eagles as an elite team. So far this season, what have the Eagles done at an elite level? They have not run the ball at an elite level. They have not thrown the ball at an elite level. They have not rushed the passer at an elite level. They have not stopped the run at an elite level. Even their special teams has not been elite. Mm-hmm. Now, it's improving. The pass game is improving. We've had a game and a half, sort of the running game getting there. Mm-hmm. You know, the pass rush got there against the Giants. That's why the next two games, are, to me, are what can prove that they're elite. Mm-hmm. If they continue to trend that way and look that, they could become the elite team. I'm mm-hmm. fully open to it. I just can't look at a team that's played eight games and I can't identify what they do currently at an elite level and say that that team is better than any other team in the NFC.
Oh, I give it to you. Yep. They're elite in the red zone.
They are elite.
They're elite in the red zone, yep. And they're elite at taking care of the football. The fact that they only had three turnovers through eight games, that's elite, right? I think they're second. They got the second fewest amount of turnovers in the entire league. Red zone, getting down there, scoring touchdowns versus field goals. That's what they're elite at. And now the rest of their game is catching up. That's what I'm saying. Like, they already have shown they can be elite and dominate. And it's not just them winning the Super Bowl. Because some teams win the Super Bowl, they get hot late in the season.
They're not an elite team.
No. Yeah. The Eagles won 17 of 18 games.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Last year.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. So they showed you they could play at that elite level, and then they come out and win the first four games. By the way, look at the resume. That's a pretty good-looking resume.
Oh, for sure.
I don't know who else's resume looks as good as the Eagles when you look at the quality of wins they have on their resume.
I think the interesting thing, and I promise we'll get to the phones, 215-592-9494. The interesting thing is those things that made them elite last year, they have not been elite at this year.
I agree with you on that.
That's where I'm sort of like, that's why the next two games for me are for them to prove it. 215-592-9494. Do you believe that this version of the Eagles has proven they're elite, or do they have to do it over the next two games? We do have a next question today. We have our final Hess toy truck, the 2025 stock car racers, loaded with action-packed features, including 67 animated lights, 5 realistic sounds, and a pullback motor, courtesy of Hess. You can get it at hesstoytruck.com. Here is our next question today. I realized it this morning. The question is, what are you irrationally afraid of? And what made me think of this is I was coming out of our parking garage, out of the stairway, and there's a door that opens toward you. So you have to grab the handle for a door that somebody could come in and open toward you.
Yeah.
I am irrationally afraid of the door being opened up into my hand and breaking or dislocating one of my fingers.
Some people were worried about the face.
Well, I'm all back here, right? My hand is first.
Yeah.
So I have that fear in the bigger bathroom, the multiple bathroom room where the door opens. Any door.
And your hands aren't that big.
Hey, man. They're average size hands. And it's cold outside. If it's a glass door,
yes.
I'm okay with it. But a non-glass door, I am irrationally afraid of a door being opened up into my hands. And that was unnecessary, the shot at my hands.
No, I was just saying.
Well, I'm not like the bright, my tiny hands
no,
or whatever.
No, you're not.
They are normal hands. All right, Jack.
We found out you're 5'11".
Yes.
Yeah. And TK, officially over the summer, they listed his height here in the studio.
Yes.
5'5".
No, he was not 5'5".
And I still want to know what you thought you were saying. You think of a different Tom Kelly? Alex's like, yeah, he's 5'10". Everyone knows that. Unbelievable.
Jack,
unbelievable.
What are you irrationally afraid of for next question?
It's been a while, but whenever I use go out of a drinking fountain, I used to get very concerned about people slamming my head into the metal part, and then all my teeth would be chipped. That was like my biggest fear in high school.
Did people do that in your school?
No, I don't think so. But I was worried. I would always go down and like be like, all right, someone, you know, always worried someone's going to come from behind and just slam my head into the metal thing.
I thought you were the big dog.
I was at BMOC. Everyone knows that.
Yeah, well, not that deep.
But no one would dare try to do that Jack's head into the water fountain.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah. Ike.
Oh, listen, both of those. Certainly out of the box, thinking-wise.
Yes, they are irrational.
Now, I don't know if this is irrational or rational, but I'll tell you what I am afraid of is not having my phone.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, there's times here where he walks in and then has to go all the way back out to the car because he's just having his phone.
Really?
There's a lot with Ike. I mean,
by the way, I'm surprised I get all the way in here
without the phone.
That is a shock right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you also, don't even think with silverware? Where you don't use silverware?
Yes, I have my own silverware.
And you don't use straws?
Yes.
Yeah, you don't use straws?
Well, I'm an anti-straw guy.
We're going to do my whole phobia.
I got a lot of them. Been around you for a long time, pal.
I'm an anti-straw guy. I'm not 5 years old. I can drink out of it like a grown.
Keep my silverware in the locker.
Yeah.
You care about turtles?
I do care about turtles, yes. The plastic straw thing. Yeah, well, that's not really it. It's really that I'm not a child. All right, 215-592-9494. Has this version of the Eagles already proven they're elite, or do they have to do it over the next 2 weeks? And next question for the Hess Toy Truck Stock Car Racers, we'll pick the best one today, is what are you irrationally afraid of? Starting us off, as always, Corey in Columbus. You're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Hey, man, are the Eagles elite, yes or no? I mean, of course they are. Like, what's their record?
Well, 6-2.
Okay. So, but there are a lot.
Broncos are 8-2, and they stink.
Yeah, they're not elite. The Seahawks are 7-2.
Listen to me.
The Niners are 6-3.
Teams winning football games, the Eagles have been doing it at a consistent level over the past 2 years.
Yes.
That's an elite trait.
Are they better than the other teams that are good in the NFC right now?
Yes.
This year?
Yes. Yes. I'm going to tell you why, right? So the Eagles lost the game to the Broncos. Like, listen, they shouldn't have lost the game. I'm not going to make excuses for them. They played bad. They played bad against the Giants. But what I'm saying is, like, what they do consistently better than other teams is win football games. Like, last year they lost the game to the Falcons.
I'm not talking about last year. I'm talking about this year.
Can I talk?
Dude, don't.
I'm giving you an explanation. I'm about to go to where I'm going. Last year, they lost the game to the Falcons. It was an uncharacteristic loss. It wasn't a good team. This year, they did the same thing with the Giants. It was more of like a blowout. But what I'm saying is, over the time, they consistently find ways to win football. That's an elite thing. Like, they consistently find ways to win football games. Whether that's, you know, being down 24-6 to the Rams and coming back to win, that's what they do at an elite level.
Corey, let me ask you this. Is this year's Chiefs an elite football team?
I would say they're right now currently not an elite team. But
okay, even though they went to 3 straight Super Bowls, won 2 of them, and have the second best record or in the AFC right now. This is why, and I let you finish, this is why I am not counting last year, because you were able to look at the Chiefs this year, even though they were in the Super Bowl last year, even though they won the Super Bowl the 2 previous years, even though they've won more games than they've lost this year, even though they have one of the best quarterbacks and head coaches of all time, you're able to look at that team and say they are not an elite football team this year. So that's why I'm not talking about previous years.
Saying is, Let's say, for example, the Chiefs continue to play how they are, right? And the Chiefs go into the playoffs, and they're the 6th or 7th seed, and they go up against, you know, Buffalo as the 2 seed. I'm not picking Buffalo. I'm sorry, I'm just not. Based off of their resume and what they've done at elite level over their time of being a team, I'm not just going to be like, oh, this team does this more elite than the Chiefs this year, so I'm going to pick them. I'm sorry. Like, history matters more to me than just what's the right now. So the Eagles are an elite team. They still have most of the same core that they had when they won a Super Bowl. They know how to win, and I'm just not going to just throw that away. So, yes, they are. They're the number one. They're the number one seed in the NFC.
No, they're not.
So that means
no,
in the
NFC,
no, they're not.
They're
the best
team. No, they're not. The Seahawks are the number one team in the NFC. They're 7-2. The Eagles are 6-2.
Okay, because they played one more game.
Well, either facts or not facts. They're not the number one seed.
Okay,
right,
that's
now.
Fine. Okay. Don't make me get Mike Mayock on you now.
I'll do to you what I did to him.
What, lose?
Like, I didn't lose. I didn't lose.
Ooh, boy.
No, just because you agree with him doesn't mean that I lost.
Big L.
No. Yeah, in fact, you called up when we were talking about Howie agreeing with me. So why don't you stay on that side then?
Howie Day.
What's that?
I didn't even call it a Howie Day.
But you agree with me. You said it the week before.
Okay. I'm just saying. He gave it to you yesterday.
He was wrong.
All right. So what is my phobia? So I don't even know if this is like a thing, like if this is the right, what's the irrational fear? That I got a lot of those. So like, does this count? Like, I don't like it when, like, you know, like when those, like, they put like a lot of like holes or like dots together, like with like triopophobia. Is that what we're talking about?
I don't think any of us understand. Could you explain?
Like if you see something like in the desert and there's like a lot of like whole, I don't like that to get, like, I hate seeing pictures and stuff like that. It freaks me out.
What could now I'm fascinated. Could you explain in a little more detail
what I'm talking about? Okay. And he can explain.
Holes in the desert?
Yeah. It's just overall, just holes in general. I'll send Jack a picture of what I mean. And I got to look it up and then so he can explain it.
Do we think Corey is getting tricked by AI?
I don't know.
Okay. All right. I don't. Does that. Did,
no,
do
you can be have a rational fear of holes. Like if you fall in.
Yeah, but he seems like it's a very specific
thing.
Seems
like pictures of holes seem to be the issue.
That was weird.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Now I need to know.
Now I'm waiting to see the picture that he sends you, so I know.
Now I need to know the rest of them.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Huh.
Yeah. And he said holes like together, like lined up, like several holes.
Yes. Yeah.
What? I'm saying
the more we try to figure this out, the harder it gets.
I need to see the picture.
Yes.
I need to see the picture. All right, 215-592-9494. Has this year's Eagles team proven their elite, or do they have to do so over the next two games? And next question, they give us something that you are irrationally afraid of. Yesterday, in the locker room, after practice, A.J. Brown and Jair Alexander had a sort of fun back and forth. We will play that for you next, as well as Nick Kostos gives you some bets for the weekend. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.